From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. The Peoria City Council gets a demonstration tonight on the city's new website. It's officially launched tomorrow, but was recently released in a soft launch. We're talking with the city's new Chief Information Officer, Sam Rivera, and Rachel Cook, who coordinates technical support for the city and headed up the project. If you would like to follow along with the conversation on the city's new website, the address is peoriagov.org. Sam and Rachel, welcome to Outside the Horseshoe. Sam, this is probably a fairly big job that you've taken on walking in the door at the end of November.
Yes, it is. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of parts that we touch throughout the city that I'm still trying to get my hands around and see what we can do to improve services for the citizens of Peoria.
With that, Wednesday, tomorrow, is a pretty big day for the city, particularly with advancement in technology on its website. And the two of you have headed up that transition. You present what that's going to look like to the council tonight. Talk about what council is going to see and what citizens are going to be seeing when they visit the city's website as of tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we unveil the new city's website, which is, we've done a few changes. Now in my 2.5 months with the city, I can't take any credit for what it looks like or the new functions available that, you know, resides with our technical support coordinator, Rachel Cook here. She's the expert. That's why I brought her along to answer the questions for you. But tomorrow, the citizens will be able to go to peoriagov.org and see the city's brand new website. The old website is going away, and we've decided to make a website that is, you know, kind of a little bit easier to get to remember, instead of that ci.peoria.il.us, which confuses a lot of people. One of the things I did down in Florida was to remove that also and create a website that was more user-friendly. The state push that down there. It was a lot easier to remember, and you know, and citizens had problems with it. So I was actually surprised we were still using that old website address naming convention when I got here. But
so it was already in progress as you walked in the door.
It was. Rachel Cook was taking the lead on this thing, and she has done a fantastic job working with our local software company to provide the citizens a brand new look and something that's a lot more user-friendly and easier for us to maintain also as a city departments.
So, Rachel, talk about the process staff has went through to unveil this to council tonight and then launch it tomorrow.
It's been quite a long process, probably a year, even though we originally were going to upgrade our current website. And then about 6 months ago, we decided to just create a new website, just go in that direction. So really, it's been the last 6 months of intense work. We involved different organizations, citizens, every department in getting feedback. Social media we used to see what citizens liked, what they didn't like, what they wanted, to make it more user-friendly. You know, now our current website, one of the big things is you have to know what department things are in.
Right.
A lot of people find that very confusing. They don't know and don't really care what department may be. Now you'll find our website is broken down into citizen, business, and visitor. So you can go, if you're a citizen, you click citizen, you will come to a citizen information center. And we use Google Analytics. We tried to get the top 100 pages within 2 or 3 clicks. So you're not clicking. Before we had submenus that were 7 to 8 layers deep. Yep. We tried to get rid of all that. So we tried to keep everything 2 to 3 clicks in. In our old website, we had over 800 pages. You know, at the time, everybody wanted more information, more information, more information. But it got to be too much, and people would get lost, and they would get frustrated and just leave. So it was frustration was one of the big things we heard over and over. So what we did was we didn't necessarily delete information. We condensed it, we combined it, and we got things put in together more. So now we have about 225 pages, so about a fourth
Wow.
of the pages.
Wow. So who's created all those pages?
Because loading that content is something that somebody actually, a human being, has to do.
Correct. Right? And we work with CSC Software. They're a local vendor. They're in the old in-play building. They moved from Morton down here. That was part of the package deal that the city went to council with. Instead of the city paying them money to do, we gave them parking for 19 months to do website services. So I've worked with them. They pulled over content that was in our old website for us, and they did the design of the website. They gave us, I don't know, 5 or 6 different designs, and then we went through and discussed and picked which ones we liked, took different pieces from different designs, and we've come up with this new format that we hope everybody will like.
Can you define what the backbone is? Is it like a Drupal-based?
WordPress. The website's okay. Written in WordPress.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's an easy-to-use program that a lot of people are used to display and show information in a content management system. And it manages your site nicely. So we trained about 40 employees, mm-hmm. Rachel, to actually use the WordPress system.
That's a big part of this because city staff will be loading information, say, about road
Absolutely.
Closures and
yes.
weather-related stuff and city events. Somebody will be inputting new information, presumably all of the time.
Correct. And on that note, we also have added a feature called Attention Grabber. So if there's any city emergency, whether it's a snow event or any type of an emergency, an editor can go on and we can enable this Attention Grabber, and it will load a colored bar across the top of our website that says snow emergency, click here for more information. You can click and then read what that emergency is, whatever the emergency is.
Talk in word pictures about what people will see when they go to the city's new website.
It's much cleaner. It's much cleaner. There's more pictures. It's bright. It's easier to maneuver. We're using a much wider layout, so it's not scrunched together. We kind of test market it, you know, we send it out to some people, and we've gotten fabulous feedback, so we're really excited to show it off tonight.
This has been a long project for you.
It's been a very long project.
Big investment.
It's been late nights and lots of weekends, but I think it's worth it. And we're also using Facebook and Twitter now, so anything we put out, news, will also be pushed to Facebook and Twitter. So whether it's a snow emergency or road closure, we put it on our website, it will also go to Facebook and Twitter. So anybody who follows us or likes us, it will go to their news feeds. So.
And that's an automatic link.
Yes.
Yeah, that's also very convenient for staff people inside City Hall.
Yeah, they don't have to make 3 different posts. It's 1 post and it automatically feeds out. Time saver.
Talk about the time savings the city could realize as a result of this conversion, if any.
Well, you know, another thing to consider is the citizen time savings, mm-hmm. because we've had over 325,000 visits to our website last year. So we are interested in making the information we present to the citizens a lot easier to display and to find. The city has spent, technically, we didn't spend any money getting this site up and running, but we traded parking spaces with a local company. And the local company has been fantastic to work with. This is not something they normally do, but they actually went out of their way to provide us a product that is just top-notch.
So what do they normally do?
Caterpillar simulators.
Yes.
Ah, so CSE software, mm-hmm. right? They work with CAT.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as far as citizens' time savings, we did add some online request forms. For example, we now accept FOIA online. So before you could download the form and mail it in, fax it in.
So this is part of the area where transparency becomes greater.
Absolutely. We've worked with IPI, the Illinois Policy Institute. We recently just received our new grade of 80.7. So I've worked with them over the last year to work on our transparency. So we've increased our grade by almost 20% this year. The average score in Illinois is 55.6. So there's only 6 cities right now that meet the 80% and above. So we're 1 of 6.
Okay, so talk a little bit more about the transparency.
The Illinois Policy Institute, like Rachel said, publishes or has a 10-point checklist, and a lot of things like what are the salaries of the employees, what do we buy, where does the city spend its money, you know, all sorts of things that...
Bidding and contracts.
Bidding and contracts, open. We want to have an open government.
Yeah.
Nothing to hide here. And the good news is we're very happy with the new grade they gave us. We're still working towards that 100% goal. And eventually we will get there. But they require at least 5 years of data. And some of that we cannot provide yet. But we will within the next 4 years, I guess, we'll be able to provide all the data they're looking for.
Good, because that's an archiving issue, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Salaries, for instance. What was somebody making, you know, in 2010 or 9 or 8 or whatever? It's difficult to go back and recreate that snapshot. So we decided to just go ahead and publish what we have, and then going forward, we'll be adding more information.
And then also, some of it is we would get partial credit for something because it wasn't searchable. So we may have scanned something in, but because we didn't OCR it at the time, so you can't search for a word.
OCR it. What does that mean?
Oh, we threw a term at you.
Sorry.
That's okay.
When you scan a document, you can... What's OCR stand?
Optical character recognition.
Well, I'm glad we know that.
When you scan a document, you can tell it to read each letter so that someone could go on and try to find a specific word. So if that wasn't done originally, whether it was 4 years ago or 10 years ago, so it just looks like a picture now. So you can see the document in its entirety, but you can't search it. So we would, I think they only offer 70% of a certain score for a document if it's not searchable. Ah. So some of those documents we may have, but because they're not searchable, we don't get full credit for it. So as the years progress, those documents would go off. Now all documents we do scan appropriately so that they are searchable. So as the new ones come each year, the old ones will go off and those new ones. So we will get to our 100%. It's just not there yet.
Rachel, you've been with the city long enough that you probably saw its early stage of web offerings.
Yes.
Talk about the transitions that the city's made so far in the area of website and where this ranks in that.
Oh, this is phenomenal. This is huge. This is really citizen-driven. It's really based on what people want and not what departments before. And I was part of our last website also. And we really focused on what the departments thought people wanted and not we didn't reach out to the citizens.
Well, this largely reflects then a shift that's taken place in our sort of culture as a whole than was what you're
it
talking
absolutely
about.
Is customer driven. Yeah, and what do they want and what do they need and how do we provide it in the most user friendly manner.
Right. And this just isn't, I guess the important point here is this isn't just a City of Peoria issue. This is sort of, I think, Sam, you haven't been with the city quite as long.
Yes.
but maybe you can speak to the overall cultural shift of what users expect out of a website and how this may really sort of merge with that.
Right. Our competition are basically other websites. Yeah. Companies pour millions into their websites. They're used to we're competing with the Amazons and, you know, the big guys where everything is customer driven. So they expect there's a certain level of expectation that rises with more people using eBays and Amazons and things like that. So we have to keep up. And this is just our latest evolution in the website. And I expect us to be changing this. The nice thing about WordPress is that you can add things.
Right.
They're called gadgets. Mm-hmm. To us. You know, we can add little things here and there without changing the whole website. It's a quick change, and as long as it's part of the whole, you know, the process, you don't have to pour in another year's worth of work for Rachel on this thing. Those are some of the things we'll be looking for in the future. As new gadgets come out, we'll be able to implement them quicker and get things a little bit more easy to use. But I'm very happy with this website. It's really looking very good. I'm pleased with the progress we've made.
Talk about what may be of the biggest benefit to citizens with the launch of this new website, something that may become a lot easier for them.
One of our newest features is the online garbage payments. The If you go to our website, on the top bar, you'll see online payments. One of our newest features is the garbage collection fee. You can pay online. You can pay monthly. It's $1 a month to pay, or you can set up an auto payment, which is a one-time fee of $1, but then there's no more fees after that. So for a one-time setup fee of $1, then it pays auto-deduct from your checking or credit card account, and it'll pay every month for you.
Were you guys part of the slight debacle that happened a few weeks back where a large number of people got confused about refuse and refuse?
Yeah, we try not to use that term, refuse.
No, garbage.
It's a garbage collection on the website now, yeah.
Phenomenal. So there won't be any confusion there.
Yeah, we had about 4,000 calls.
Yes, yes.
It was quite a big deal.
So garbage bills are something that will be easier for people who live in the city of Peoria to take care of. Is there something else that citizens might really find of greater ease with this that is top of mind?
We have made it easier for if citizens are interested in any of the boards and commissions. We have a boards and commissions tab, again, on the top of the website. It lists every board and commission in the city.
Because the city has a lot of them.
We do have a lot of them. There's a list. You can click on it. It's up to each board and commission what information they want to provide. But the first one is the Advisory Commission on Human Resources. If you click on that, you can get a description, all their agendas, minutes, their packets, a list of their board members.
You click on that, and you've got a little page up there in front of you.
Yeah, it pops right up.
How about that?
It's all right there. We tried to make it easy to find before you were having to search and figure out what department it was under and who took care of what. So we tried to keep it all in one spot, keep everything together. So
the page itself is green and white, mostly, with the city's logo that is blue and yellow and white. And it's a very clean, the banner is the city skyline in full color. And, it's just a much cleaner sort of layout than the current website,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. And it's quicker to load. It's less number of pages, it will run quicker. Mm-hmm. Things should hopefully be easier to find. And like Rachel said, within a few clicks, you should have the top 100 requests. And, you know, we're very interested in making it more user-friendly. And if anyone has any ideas, we'll be happy to hear them.
So as of now, Rachel and Sam, people can go to peoriagov.org.
Correct.
And they are on the city's new website at that moment. As they type in that address and hit enter. However, if people who are practiced at going to ci.peoria.il.us decide to take the time to type that in, because that's what they know right now, tonight it will still link people to the city's current website. As of tomorrow
morning, they will be automatically redirected to the new website.
People may really benefit from the calendar upgrade portion of this. What might people find there?
We upgraded our calendar, so it's now a sortable calendar. There's a filter underneath, so when you click the filter, it'll pop up City Council, Boards and Commissions, Public Hearing, or General. So you can select a category if you just want to see those items, or you can see all categories. Select a date, and it'll pop up any events that are happening on that date with the time and place.
Well, how about that? That's a really nice option. So is there anything else that we haven't talked about that people might benefit from knowing?
Well, there's the our eventual move to a paperless agenda system, which is ongoing.
As we sit here at this moment in time, I have a paper packet in front of me. And someday within the next couple of months, that's going to go away.
Everything will be online. It is now.
Yes, it is.
The packets are available online to anyone who needs it, but within the city itself, the employees, department heads, council members, we will be pushing out a whole paperless system right now. If you look at the agenda backups, there's signatures, and somebody has to scan that in. That's a manual process. Eventually, we will be making it more, paperless, there's no need to scan in. We'll just approve electronically. And it'll run through the system without having to print anything if we need to, and then be put out on the website for people to see and automatically put on the iPads for the council members and staff, and we can make comments on there. We can make annotations, underline, highlights, draw little pictures if you want, whatever you want to do on that backup.
Yeah, council members will be able to make notes on that,
absolutely.
Just like they make notes on their paper documents right now.
Whether they use their finger or even voice notes, it will translate to text, written text for them on the iPads, which is a really neat thing. And all that should be totally seamless in the future. So it will save a lot of paper. It will save money. And it'll save some time.
Do you have any idea what the city might be able to save? The initial outlay for the iPads is going to be one expense, but mm-hmm. over time, that will be a savings. That's the idea behind this. If you can kind of see mm-hmm. how doing this electronically may save time and money down the road.
Right. I know there's a significant amount of money spent on paper in the city. It's just not paper. It's the ink to produce that paper. You know, these laser printers cost, you know, some money per
sure.
page produced.
Sure.
And the packets themselves take a lot of person hours to actually produce those packets. Mm-hmm. All the scanning that has to be done, all that stuff is going to be limited.
Yeah.
So it will be time savings, paper savings, and something that's going to be better for the environment also eventually. Produce less waste.
Anything else you guys would like an opportunity to add?
I'm very pleased to be here, though. It's a great city. I found great people, and the department itself is just fantastic to work with. I like to thank the previous directors who set up the department for me. So, but there are some things that will be changing in the future, and we need to make adjustments for future technologies and be able to be a little bit more proactive and adjust the way we do business. You know, so there will be changes that a lot of people won't be able to see, but the software will be easier to use and less headaches in the future.
A little more functional for staff.
A lot more functional for staff, and eventually we'll get there.
Mr. Rivera, welcome to Peoria.
Thank
Glad
you.
To have you. Thank you for being on the show. Rachel mm-hmm. Cook, thank you for
thank
taking
you.
The time to be on the show. Best of luck to both of you as the website launches tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Outside the Horseshoe on 89.9 WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Tanya Kuntz. Thank you for listening.